biggest news starts now. AM 1240 WJON.
Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Mueller from the WJON Newsroom. At 105, it's 86 degrees. Your WJON weatherology forecast is coming up after the news. The news this hour is brought to you by American Doorworks. A car versus deer accident sent a woman to the hospital last night. The Minnesota State Patrol says an SUV was heading west on Highway 10 near Royalton around 10 p.m. when the collision happened. The patrol says a woman had her feet on the dash when the airbags deployed. 56-year-old Shirley Grazer of Spring Valley was taken to St. Cloud Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The driver and two other passengers were not hurt. If there's a silver lining in the coronavirus pandemic, it may be that golf courses are reporting record numbers so far this year. Minnesota Golf Association spokesman Warren Ryan says golf pros across the state are reporting full tee sheets and a record number of players on the course. Also, more kids are picking up the game of golf. Ryan says the MGA's Youth on the Course program has exploded.
Last year we had 4,000 members. And about this point in time last year, we did 6,000 rounds. Well, this year we have over 10,000 members, and they've posted 37,000 rounds so far this year. And so if that's an indicator, there are more kids playing golf.
The MGA tracks the number of rounds played by members, and Ryan says those have doubled year over year. Golf equipment has also been flying off the shelves. Equipment sales are up 30%, and golf ball sales are up 20%. The Backyard Bumblebee Count kicks off today. Jill Utrup, a biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, says if you can spare a few minutes, it'll be worthwhile to log in and join the cause. If you're worried about getting stung...
Bumblebees are quite docile. And what you'll notice is, you know, if you do get a little bit closer to them, you'll notice they want nothing to do with us. They're very different than wasps and hornets. When they are focused in on nectaring, they're not paying attention to us at all.
The dates of the count run from July 24th through August 2nd, during which you're asked to count the number of bees and species you see while documenting the time you've spent observing and where. To register for the count, you can visit the iNaturalist website.
WJON Radar Blender.
For St. Cloud and Sauk Rapids, a high of 91 degrees today. We are under that heat advisory. Mostly sunny skies, winds out of the south 15 to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, that low is going to drop down to 76 degrees, increasing clouds with the chance for scattered storms late. That heat advisory is set to expire at about 9 o'clock tonight. Otherwise, winds out of the south 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tomorrow, high of 87, overcast skies with scattered thunderstorms likely, winds out of the south 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, low of 71 degrees, scattered thunderstorms likely, otherwise cloudy skies, south winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. And for your Sunday, a high of 84 degrees, a low of 61, overcast skies with scattered thunderstorms likely, otherwise winds out of the northwest 5 to 10 miles an hour. For more St. Cloud area news, sports, and weather, you can download the free WJON app for your smartphone or tablet. Sarah Mueller, WJON.